Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone's set, cock blocked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to a USA Prepares. You know, everybody left. And just me and a couple Colts in the studio. And I think it has to do with the soap I used this morning. I think that's what it is. Kathy told me that, hey, there, Menards has a sale on bar soap, and it's made by a company called Coast. So I went online, and I found it. This was a couple of weeks ago, and I was thinking that I really needed to get some for the barn and use it as a rodent deterrent. Of course, we have the cats, and it's their job, but sometimes they miss the mice. And the mice like to come in. It's getting that time of year where they know it's going to be colder, and they're looking for a nice hood to climb under. And of course, in the barn, all of our equipment, you know, the hoods are all open, the trunks are all open, and the vehicles, so that they feel less comfortable staying there and building nests there. But the idea is to take a strong-smelling soap or deodorant bar. I've been using Zest, but I found something way better than Zest. And I used it this morning for the first time to test it out as a soap. It's unbearable. It's absolutely unbearable. I asked Kathy if she used it. I was on the phone with her yesterday, and I asked her if she used the Crest soap. I'm sorry, Coast soap. And she said she hadn't tried it yet. And I said, well, if you put it in your garage and you close the garage door, you'll smell it from outside. That's how strong this stuff is. It's unbearable. So I think that it's possible that whoever was in charge of adding the fragrance to the mixture of the soap, you know, mixing it together in those big vats before they poured it into the molds to make the bars, I think that person didn't understand the difference between one in a thousand. And it's so strong that I'm probably 40 feet away from it. I had to put it outside. Just one bar that was open from the box. One bar, it's outside in a plastic dish. And I'm going to open the packages, and I'm going to spread them around in the barn. And I hope it's not so strong that I can't go in the barn anymore. I'm not kidding. This stuff is unbearable. Have you ever been maybe on a bus or a subway or in an office where one of these gals overdoses on perfume, and you just can't get near that person? This is worse than that. So just keep that in mind. If you're looking for a good rodent deterrent, I think I found it. I really do. And so many years ago, I used to go to a store called Orscheln Farm and Ranch, I think it's called, here in Missouri. You've got a huge warehouse, and they have some huge stores. And what they used to do is buy the old Walmart stores. When Walmart outgrew a store and wanted to build a super center, Orscheln would buy the Walmart store. So that's how big it is. It's the size of a Walmart, but not the supercenter size. And I used to go there and buy farm supplies, you know, fencing, cattle feed, chicken feed, you know, dog food, bags of dog food, things like that. Nuts, bolts, washers, screws, hardware. And sometimes even outer clothing, you know, like Carhartt. Well, I went there with my cart, and I had some oil. I had a sale on oil, engine oil, and I bought some for gasoline engines, and I bought, you know, some 5W-30. And I bought some straight 30, and I bought some 15W-40 diesel engine oil. And I went to check out, and I said, this is farm use tax exempt. They said, okay. And then they rang up the 30 weight oil and the 5W-30, and they taxed it. And I said, well, this is for the farm. It's tax exempt. They said, well, no, you see, you don't understand. You could use this in a car. And I said, yeah. But it's my farm. It's for my farm equipment. And they said, no, we're going to have to charge you tax. I said, well, just take it off. Or I'm not going to buy it. But the diesel engine oil, they were okay with that. I got to tell you that there are a lot of guys and gals around here that have diesel trucks. And some use them for farm use. Some use them for, you know, personal use. So they're okay with selling you diesel engine oil. But engine oil that you'd use for gasoline engines, they want to tax it. So I got to tell you, we have neighbors who have gasoline-powered tractors, and they use gasoline engine oil in their gasoline-powered tractors. So they're paying tax when they don't have to. I refuse to do that. So there's a lesson in what I'm teaching you right now, and it's in the book. It's in the book, 5-Minute University, which is not published yet. It's not for sale yet. So what I'm doing is I'm sharing lessons from the book, no charge. You don't have to buy the book. I'm teaching it in person. And the lesson here is sales tax in some places is dependent on what you could use the product for. What you could use it for. Not what you're going to use it for, but what you could use it for. That's outrageous to me. So, when I bought this soap, this all ties together. When I bought the soap, this Coast soap, I bought 10 packages at $5.99 per package, 16 bars of 4-ounce soap bars in each package. So that's 16 times 10, 160 bars of soap. My intent was to use it because I could tell that it was going to be a strong smelling soap. My intent was to use it to deter mice. And we have several barns. And what I'm going to do is put it in a 5-gallon bucket with a lid and keep the smell from escaping until I use it. And this week I'm going to distribute those bars of soap around the equipment, under the hoods, in the barn. And especially at the edges of the sliding doors. We have these 12-foot by 12-foot doors. And they're latched on both sides. You can latch them, and then with muscle power, you push the door outward and slide it. It's not all that light. It's a heavy door. Probably weighs, I'm thinking, well over 150, 200 pounds. So it's on rollers and it slides. And there's a little gap in the bottom because because it slides left to right and doesn't go up and down, there's a gap in the bottom where, you know, little critters can come through, about half an inch. And that's plenty of space for a mouse. So I'm going to put one bar on each side of the door opening, the left side on the floor inside, and on the right side of the floor inside. And I'm going to, you know, be careful not to trip over it when I open and close the doors. But it should be out of the way. And the reason I want to put it on the sides and not the middle is that's where the mice like to come in. They like to come in on the sides. And raccoons like to come in too. As a matter of fact, raccoons try to dig holes. And so do armadillo. they try to, you know, dig their way under the door. So I put big rocks, you know, just they can't dig through underneath the door where it slides. So you might want to try some of these lessons that we're discussing right here, right now. So I had a question for the class, and I started discussing it yesterday at the end of the broadcast class. And that was, do you think, in these 14 words, which initially were 12, do you think there's a different relationship between smart devices, dependability, knowledge, trustworthiness, and independence? So here it is. Here are the 14 words. Quote, is there a relationship between smart devices and dependability, knowledge, and trustworthiness and independence? Is there? What I'm saying is, do people who are immersed, fully immersed, and who depend on these smart devices, are they more or less dependable? Do they have more or less knowledge? Are they more or less trustworthy? And are they more or less independent than those who are not? Now, in my world, I don't have them. I don't have a TV connected to Wi-Fi. I have a TV screen that's connected with a cable to a Blu-ray player. I have one of those. And I have a cable that connects to a computer that I can drive with a video that I think is educational. We don't have Netflix. We don't have over-the-air television. And we don't have a refrigerator that has a TV screen on it, so I can watch TV while I'm thinking about what I want to open the refrigerator door for. I don't have one on the freezer. I don't have a smart dishwasher. We don't have a smart washing machine. We have a dryer, but it's not smart, but we don't use the dryer. So, all of our devices are wired. And the reason for that is we want to minimize the electromagnetic radiation, for one thing. We don't want to be spied on, for another thing. And we don't have one of those vacuum cleaners that maps out your house and sends a floor plan to the internet. We don't have one of those. We don't have the microphone that I'm using right now for this broadcast is made by a company called Electro Voice. It's a real old company in the microphone business and the speaker business. I'm using a microphone mixer that's analog. It's a Mackie, M-A-C-K-I-E. It is not wireless. It is wired. All the computers that I'm using for the broadcast are wired into a network that we built. And that's kind of how we live. So we don't have a lot of these devices that other people have. My car doesn't have a navigation system. Well, it does. It's me. You know, when I'm behind the wheel, I'm the navigation system. But I don't have, you know, a screen to look at. I kind of have to know where I'm going or read a map. So I'd like to know if you feel the urge to call in and let me know what your thoughts are. I have some definite opinions about this. I just didn't want to bias anybody. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Normally I don't do things like this. But if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. So, I'd love to hear your thoughts about smart devices and those around you being more or less dependable. And the reason I mention that is because we are seeing an increase in undesirables hanging out in the area. And I'm talking about people who really look seedy. And they're driving up and down the dirt roads. And they're revving their engines. And this is unusual. This is not the way we live here. And they're racing down the dirt roads. They're creating all kinds of dust. I mean, absolutely careless, reckless. One vehicle doesn't even have a hood. Doesn't have a hood. So, I mean, these guys are not dressed to impress, that's for sure. They look seedy. They look like drug abusers. They look like what you'd see falling down in the streets of San Francisco. That's what they look like. And so what we're doing is we're paying attention. And we've got a neighborhood watch where we all ring up each other when we see something that doesn't look right. And I have a feeling you're going to have to do the same thing. I think you're going to have to get together with your neighbors, figure out which ones are on the same page as you, and you're going to have to circle the wagons. That's kind of where we're headed. Actually, we're already there. Charles in Ohio, welcome.
Good morning, Bruce and class. I hope everyone's well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just me. That bar of soap chased everybody out. even the dogs don't like it. It's unbearable. Coast soap. So you wanted to talk about my question about smart devices, phones?
Yes, I did. Everybody's in a different situation, and I do have a smartphone. Well, I actually have three of them, and I've only activated or had a plan on one of them, and I would use it mostly. It stayed in the car. I usually didn't bring it in the house. And the other ones I use to download programs like yours. So when I was on the road, which I'm not doing currently, I could listen to programs in the car that had been recorded. But some of the stuff I do, I feel exactly like you that the dryers, the washers, the refrigerators, and your furnace, that's things you don't necessarily want hooked to the internet because it gives someone else control over them. It's like I feel, like from the research I've done for years, I see or I imagine a conspiracy that goes way back because they chose a path for us by giving incentives. The government always gives incentives for things they want, and I think that electronic keys and the security systems that are in the automobiles are things that are done so that not only we have a key to our vehicle, but government and other agencies have keys to our vehicles that can turn them on and off remotely and can download information and monitor travel and even tell you're braking for like a short period in most cars. It's a data logger similar to used in aircraft functions to tell what you were doing and your location.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we talked about here at USA Prepares was this company that makes thermostats. And there was a power concern in Denver, Colorado. And this company that makes the thermostats, and these are called smart thermostats. So they have a display and buttons that, you know, you can push on the keypad. And if you agree to have one of these installed in your house by the electric company, you agree in the fine print that they can take control of your thermostat. And what 22,000 people found out was with this Colorado AC as an air conditioning rewards program, they were locked out of their thermostat for hours during peak high temperatures. We'll be right back.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Taliban freed American engineer Mark Friedrichs in a prisoner exchange. The United States government released Bashir Nourzai, a warlord and drug trafficker with ties to the Taliban. A translator shortly after his release.
My exchange, I think, with God willing, can lead to peace between Afghanistan and America. An American was released, and I am also free with the help of the Taliban and their holy fighters.
A Baltimore City Circuit Court judge on Monday approved the state's motion to vacate the murder conviction of 41-year-old Adnan Saeed. Baltimore City prosecutors filed a motion last week to vacate his murder conviction in the death of his high school ex-girlfriend, Hay Min Lee. The public defender said prosecutors failed to tell Saeed information about evidence that would have allowed him to defend himself. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
mine.
When you go to DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Charles is with us in Ohio. So, class, what happened this summer? About 22,000 households in Colorado were unable to adjust the thermostat for cooling because the power company sent a signal to the thermostats and locked them. Now, what happened was the people who signed up for this, you know, got a reward. They got an annual reward, and it was not a lot of money. It was like $25 maybe. But they thought that'd be really cool, and they could have one of these smart thermostats. And what they're finding out is what Captain John Reagan told us years and years and years ago. Smart equals spy. So these thermostats spy on you. They know what you set your thermostat to. And if they think it's too high or too low, you know, depending on whether heating or cooling, they'll adjust it for you. And they can lock it. And you've agreed to let them do that. And you've also agreed to let them change the terms and conditions as they see fit. So you can start out with, you know, one set of rules, and those rules can change over time. And how often do they change? Well, if you've ever bought on eBay or sold on eBay, you find out that eBay's rules change all the time. And they say, these are the new rules. They don't say, you know, do you like them? They say, these are the new rules, and you will abide by them. Or don't use eBay. That's what happens. So these 22,000 customers lost the ability to control the thermostat. Now, they all have smart meters, right? And smart meters allow the electric company to do a whole bunch of things. One is they can shut off your electricity remotely. Somebody can have a mouse and a keyboard and just say, click. And now your electricity's turned off. It could be an error. You know, the good old days, they'd have the meter reader guy or gal come out and disconnect your meter. And the meter was actually like a switch. It was actually the conduit through which the electricity flowed. You take the meter out and you don't have electricity. That's what they used to do. They'd pull the meters. They'd have a guy to do that. Well, now they just do it remotely. The meter still stays in place. It's just shut off. And the relay that's in there that conducts electricity from the utility to your house, that relay gets opened so the current won't flow. Now, of course, you could learn how to reverse that. I'm not going to tell you, but it's real simple. If you wanted to, you could turn your meter back on. And that information is available on the internet. But I'm not going to tell you to do it. I'm going to tell you it's probably illegal. But, you know, if I had a medical emergency or it was a war situation and the meters all got shut off, I might investigate what I would need to do if I wanted to save someone's life by having electricity. I might do that. I don't know. I'm not telling you what to do. But I am telling you that you got to be crazy to have a smart thermostat. Now, in Spain and other parts of Europe, they got the same problem. They've got the same energy crisis that we have. They've got more, people are using more and more and more and more electricity. And the transportation system for electricity is not growing to meet the needs. So you have more demand and not much more supply. Or not much more transmission capability, meaning the wires. The answer is real simple. Use less. That's the answer. But we don't want to use less, right? We want more stuff. We want more smart things. We want more and more and more convenience devices. You know, if the electric company said, since y'all have smart meters, and since we won't let you opt out, and since you're stuck with them, we're going to charge you by time of use. And they're already doing that. Like in California, during peak hours, the electricity might cost multiple times more than during the non-peak hours. So it's really simple. The electric company, in every single electric bill that you get every month, they could say, heads up again. So what we're doing, and you all know this because we've been telling you for months and months and months and months and months on every one of your electric bills, what we're going to do, continue doing, is we're going to charge you 4x the cost per kilowatt during the peak use times. And then anybody with half a brain would say, oh man, it's getting close to peak use. Let's not turn on the washing machine. Let's not fill the swimming pool. Let's turn down the heat. People with brains would do that. But it seems that utility companies don't think that you're smart enough to do that, so that's why they encourage people to get these smart thermostats that can shut down or lock in or limit the settings that you would prefer. Charles, any thoughts?
Oh, yeah, several. One thing I experience here, like I'm in a more urban area. Unfortunately, I'd like to get out rural. But just one thing, it's amazing how much you can drive around here in the wintertime and see. I assume most of them are renters with their windows open. And also, something that's happened here quite a bit is they canvass the neighborhoods door to door, trying to get you to switch your electric provider. And myself, I feel is an excuse to let them replace your analog meter with a digital meter. And that goes on constantly. And they just tell you the great benefits they offer you and how cheap it's going to be. And I just nod thanks anyway. And then another thing that keeps constantly coming through is individuals who want to know who your internet provider is. And I feel, and they constantly will offer you free internet. And I feel that's because, along with their phone plans, if you go with their phone plan. And I feel that's because they want, when they have 5G, they need sites close together. So if you sign up for a 5G program, I'm sure that they use your house as a point for transmission and reception. And another thing about the cell phone I have that I never put my name on it or put a web or a email on it. And they, when I would turn it on, and I left it off most of the time, when I turn it on, they kept offering you $100 rewards to set up for certain programs, little incentives for you to so they could learn your name and who you were and where you were. And they stopped that after a while pretty quick. And another thing with the cell phones, I use it when I go to the library, I'd say maybe for several different things, but I might want to, and I was looking for a camera on the cell phone with the correct resolution, but I would copy journals and reference material into the phone by photographing it. And then when you get home, it'll ask you if you're willing to share your photos and with them. Will you allow that or deny it? And if you deny it, they stop you from looking at the photos you took. Now you can get to them another way on the phone, which it took me a while to discover that. And also, every time you take your phone, which I take it down to the library and hook to the free Wi-Fi on there, and next thing you know, when you turn it off and turn it back on, it's updating your programs. And so it altered the, whereas most you'd have a Windows Media Player on Android devices, then it would switch off to something else. And it would be hard. It would take all of the audio files I had stored on the phone, and it would hide them from me. And that's another thing. I read the agreement for use of the device when I got the phone, and it told you right on there how much marketing it would do, believe it was specifically saying listen to you, but how it was going to track your movement. And this was the internet, the service provider for the phone. They were going to track your movement so they could market things to you. And I also used that in the voice activation on the phone. Like you're saying, it's frightening the things they have to keep an eye on us and track everything we do and set up files on us. It frightens me.
And it should. So the bottom line is privacy is more expensive than a lack of privacy. So if you want privacy, you have to do more things to remain private.
And one more thing. When I log on to the internet, usually I was using DuckDuckGo, and I heard there's problems with that too. But usually, when I first log on, when I'm going to site, I type in the site itself on the navigation bar, so I'm not going through any of the search engines. So I'm sure that the steps I take, which aren't much, they could find me happily in a second, but I just put as many little detours in the way I can to try and avoid that.
There's a guy who I called up many, many years ago, and he wrote a program to be used with email. And this program he called Flagger, Flagger. And what this program would do, if everybody used it, would confound the FBI, the CIA, the ABC, all those guys. Every single one of them. Zuckerberg, the White House, all of the agencies that are interested in snooping on you. It would confound them, because what it did was it had a lexicon of terms that were in a database that it would select at random. Let's say 3,000 words, for example. And in your email, it would add these words. You know, like words that terrorists might use. Words that, keywords that the police department would be looking for, keywords that the CIA would be looking for, etc. And I was going to put them on the air. And if everybody used it, it would be extraordinary. It would go a great length to help our privacy, because everybody's email would have to be read, because it would have words. It would be like when one guy I knew went on a plane, and he got on a plane, and he goes, "Boy, this is the bomb." And he was just talking about how wonderful it was. He was just using slang. Well, they stopped everything because they heard the word bomb. He didn't mean it. He just was not thinking.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Here's a homework assignment. I have in my hands a used copy of a television series called Person of Interest. Person of Interest. And the price on it says $5, so it looks like we bought it for $5, and it's the complete first season. It's a DVD. And this series aired on CBS from 2011 through 2016. Five seasons, 103 episodes. The idea behind this is there's this reclusive, mysterious billionaire who was a computer programmer. And he built this system that's called the machine. And this machine is capable of collating information that it picks up from cameras and sound recording devices and all databases. And it looks through them to try to find and predict terrorist acts. And the idea is to prevent terrorism from happening. But this machine picks up everything. Not only does it pick up potential terrorism, it picks up homicide, it picks up activities of politicians, agencies, liars, murderers, the mob. Oh, I've just repeated myself a bunch of times. So the idea behind this is the government was only interested in this machine, which they seem to have purchased. But they're only interested in it for terrorism. They weren't interested in it in helping the little people not be murdered or helping someone not be kidnapped in other crimes. They're only interested in protecting the government from terrorism. So this recluse billionaire found a guy who was pretty handy and was a former agent of the CIA, and they work together to try to help people that are going to get killed. It's fascinating. And it's considered a science fiction crime drama. I think it's a documentary, in loose quotes. This thing identifies Ring as in the doorbell that has, you know, spies down the hall. If you're in an apartment building, the doorbell that's on the front door that spies on your neighbor's front yard. It has the street cameras. It's all there. It's got the tracking for the cell phones. It's got the tracking for credit cards. It's got the tracking of people's movements. It's got GPS tracking in vehicles. It's all there. And this was started a little over 11 years ago. And it's brilliantly written. And if you actually watch it and pay attention and don't have it on as background noise, I think you can learn a lot from it as to what the other guys are doing to us. I'm talking about, you know, organized crime, what they're doing to us. You know, politicians, the government, what they're doing. It's unbelievable the level of spying. And do you think Zuckerberg, do you think Bezos, do you think Gates and those types, do you think they made their money without government contracts? Do you think that the government is not interested in what Mark Zuckerberg has done and the data he has accumulated? Do you think they're not interested? Do you think he doesn't get paid by the governments? How many times has he been to the White House? How many times has he been testifying in front of Congress? He's the most nosy person on the planet. You know, he's running a race with some other guys like Bezos and Gates. I mean, they're all nosy, right? They want to know. They want to see everything. And that's what you were talking about, Charles. You know, you take some pictures and they want you to share them. With who? And who are they? And why do they have a right to know? And you know what? If you or I or anybody in class decided that we wanted to see these people face to face, you could never do it. You could never find out who they are because they hide. They hide through the internet. We don't even know what country they're in. Any comments?
The person of interest, there was, time goes by so fast, maybe 3 or 5 years ago, there was a game program where they would have people try to elude a surveillance, and it was an actual program that they had contestants that would, they'd give them a fixed amount of time, and they would monitor them in the ways you're talking about, using a surveillance center and on the ground to go track people down.
Right. And now they're tracking all of us. And when I was in banking, vice president of marketing, he loved tracking people. He wanted to know what they bought, when they bought it, and what motivated them so we could sell them more stuff through their credit cards. No kidding. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.